Good morning.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we all go through trials and tribulations. Some of us are going through them right now. Some of us might be having a break from those trials and tribulations. But Father, we all have faced them, and we're going to face more, Lord. But Father, help us to remember your word. Help us to remember that it has been written that we would believe, and by believing, we would have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, we have such a dynamic glimpse of just different places, different times and when I say different places, I mean different places of the mind and of mindset. When we look at the scripture, when we look at all the different scriptures that we have today, in Acts, we see disciples boldly proclaiming the word of God, and miracles are being done through them with the Holy Spirit. This is a stark contrast from that group that was scared on Easter Sunday and had doors locked because they were afraid of the Jews. Even when they are thrown in prison, in the temple prison courts, an angel comes and releases them and says, go back and preach some more. Right where you were at, right where you got arrested, go back and preach some more. And they did. They obeyed God's word. What a change from the disciples who were scared and fearful of their very own lives. From the disciples who ran away from Jesus when he was first arrested. And then we're in a completely different time and place with John on the island of Patmos. But an image, in a dream, he is approached. And once again, his Savior is revealed to him. But this time in a glorious state. And you kind of get that image of the old man God walking around through the clouds, because it actually says that Christ's hair was white like wool and snow. And yet his skin was like this bronzed color, and he was in this glorious state where he was awesome. And it brought John to his knees in fear. And Jesus touched him and said, do not be afraid, for I am the first and the last, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Sometimes we forget who is on our side. Sometimes our mindsets can be corrupted by just the feelings that we naturally feel. And it's not wrong to have feelings, right? I know sometimes we try to elevate facts over feelings, as if feelings don't matter, but the reality of it is that we all have feelings and we have to deal with them. And feelings are an actual reality. As we go through this life, as we face trials, sometimes we're going to get burned out. Sometimes we're going to grow tired. Sometimes we may even feel despair. Sometimes we may have an expectation of something, and then something completely happens that's different. And it absolutely crushes our spirit. Perhaps that was what was going on with Thomas. Because there he was, outside, away from the other disciples. And perhaps he didn't want to gather with the other disciples for certain reasons. Maybe he felt like, oh, the Romans and the Jews might know where all the other guys are gathered in the upper room where the doors were locked. So maybe I'll stay away. Maybe he was protecting his neck. Maybe he was trying to avoid a cross of his own at that point in time. And yet, he's greeted by the words of the disciples when they said, "We have seen the Lord." Now, Thomas, I have a hard time being hard on Thomas and being a critic of Thomas, but if we actually look at what Thomas did for the last 3 years, who did he hang out with? Well, those 10 guys that remained. Judas had hung himself. But those 10 guys that who remained with him, they saw Jesus raise a widow's son in Nain, which is recorded in the Gospel of Luke. They saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead and leave his tomb. They saw Jesus walk on water and calm storms and feed 5,000 people and heal the sick, give sight to the blind. They saw all these amazing miracles. And they believed, as they were told, that he is the Son of God. Now, that is why it's kind of surprising on one end that you see all these things, and then Jesus himself tells you that the Son of Man is going to be betrayed. Me, I'm the Son of Man. Jesus is saying that. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed at the hands of men. He's going to be crucified, and on the third day, he's going to rise. We know that they kind of understood this, because Peter, at one point, even confronted Jesus and said, "No, Lord, it's not supposed to happen this way." So, can we say shame on Thomas for not taking Jesus at his word? Well, we could probably say that to all the disciples, because they were at that point, all of them. And yet, you know, yeah, I guess shame on them, but Thomas, here you were promised by the Lord that he was going to rise from the dead, and now you have your closest friends that you were hanging out with in Roman the countryside with, camping out with, preaching with, proclaiming with, learning with, living with. For the last 3 years, they're telling you that they saw the Lord, and yet you didn't believe. Now, I do have empathy for Thomas, because I know what it is like to feel like, you know what? I'm going to just forget about all the blessings that I had that God has given me, because right now I'm so focused on my current struggles and I'm so frustrated in my current struggles. And God, could you just please throw me a bone or two? I've had those thoughts. I've had them even recently too. I'm guilty as charged. Lord, please help me. If you love me, why are you putting me through this kind of stuff? Those very natural thoughts. When we're tired, when we're frustrated, and when despair is creeping its ugly head around, we can become very stiff-necked and forget the real hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Now, of course, Thomas, being loved by God, was shown great and wonderful grace. Jesus, he hung out with the disciples again. And the next time Jesus showed up, Thomas saw. And Jesus approached Thomas and said, Put your hands. See my hands. Put your hand in my side. Don't disbelieve, but believe. And of course, Thomas gives this wonderful proclamation, my Lord and my God. Now, Thomas, he has done something that I have not yet done. And so he gets a lot of credit. He took a spear for his faith. That's how he left this world and entered into glory. For proclaiming the word of God, he took a spear. Right here. That's what Thomas did. So he did believe. He did die for his faith. In a very bold proclamation and bold way. Thomas gets credit. He believed. He had faith enough to die. What changed? Jesus appeared. Now, maybe you're wondering, well, I wish Jesus would appear to me. But this is the important thing to remember. That we have this word. And this word is based on a testimony of people who really suffered and struggled and went through trials of their own. And yet we see how not only was Jesus resurrected from the dead, but he resurrected their mindset. He changed their mind. And sometimes that's what it actually means to repent. It means that the mind has been changed. The desire to sin has been changed to the desire to submit to God. What we believed currently, or what we were feeling in our despair, has been changed back. Jesus has the power to do that. We just must simply remember who he is. We're not just dealing with the son of a carpenter and a stonecutter who walked in this world 2,000 years ago. We're not just dealing with some religious teacher who taught a really great philosophy of life. You know, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. We're not just following somebody who had some great supernatural ability to perform great and awesome miracles. We are following He who knows the name of every single star because he placed it in the sky. We are following He who set not just our galaxy, but there's other galaxies that we can see through telescopes that we know about, right? There's probably galaxies that we don't know about. And yet he chose this planet. Out of all the universe, he chose this planet to make his crown jewel of creation. And what is the crown jewel of creation? We are human beings. God formed us in his image. On this rock, on this piece of this small planet that's rotating around one particular star in the universe, God chose us. He gave us this world. He gave us life in this world. And he provides every one of our needs. We are worshiping God Most High, the first and the last. He uses the Greek alphabet, right? The Alpha and the Omega, which sounds a lot cooler than the A and the Z. The Alpha and the Omega. And which is actually really perfect. When you think about it, why use letters of the alphabet to describe who Jesus is? Because he is the author of it all. Death, the keys to death and life are in his hands. And he holds the time in between that in his hands too as well. So as we go through and we walk through this world and we're facing our trials, who is it that is walking with us? Who is it that is with us through his Holy Spirit? Who is it who's dwelling on a throne on high, overlooking it all, working all things to his glory and to the benefit of those he loves? Who is it? It's the risen Lord, Jesus Christ. Who was and is to come again. He's coming. It's real. And so that mindset of despair can be changed into a mindset of hope. And as we discussed in the Bible study today, our hopes are not like a wish. Like, I wish something would be better. But our hope is based on something real. Peter, James, John, Thomas, and the rest of the disciples who saw all these amazing things. They saw Jesus work so many miracles. They got to hear him teach for 3 years. They were there when he was arrested. They knew about his crucifixion. John was there witnessing it. They knew where he was laid in the tomb. There were people who actually put burial clothes on him. God died. Jesus actually died. But death could not hold him. He rose. On the third day, he rose and he appeared to his disciples. And you know what? I thank God for their skepticism, because it makes it real. I thank God for their doubts, because Lord knows that I can be skeptical of good news, and I can be skeptical of, and I can have doubts that good things are going to happen. So it's real. They were real people. And these testimonies of Thomas, especially here in this text in John chapter 20, it wasn't written to go shame on Thomas, but was written to show the reality of the resurrection. These things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And by believing in him, you will have eternal life. We have a real solid hope. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. People saw it. And maybe you haven't seen Jesus yet, but one day you will. You will see him in all his glory, in a place where nothing is accursed. Jesus died, he rose, and he's coming again. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds and keep them from now until life.